This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Good morning. It's Sunday morning, 7 a.m. here in the eastern part of the country. We're a couple days away from Christmas, the 23rd of December. So feel free to give us a call today at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a caller on the line, so we're going to go right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in Plainville.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Paul. Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. Quick question. My wife and I have been organic gardening for about 15 years. I'm in a Zone 5A, and I'm in a microclimate and might be closer to a 4B. We use basically BT and horticulture oil for our spraying of our gardens, which keeps it in the organic category. I could use some more ideas with the spread of brown spot and other funguses and stuff like that. And also, I do grapes from the University of Minnesota and French American hybrids. And again, if you have any ideas as far as keeping some of the wasps off of it when they turn more ripe and stuff like that, apples and different things like that for me as well. So any ideas for organic addition to what I said and or stuff for fruit bearing during ripe periods would be appreciated.
Okay, so for the fungus, you have you said you have black spot and different types of spot on there.
Correct.
So there's... there's a number of different fungicides that are organic that you can use.
Okay.
I know BioSafe Systems has one. I can't think of the name right now. I can get that to you without a problem in a couple minutes. Bonide has a bunch of different ones that you could use for it. One that's out there is called Serenade. Serenade is a good fungicide that you can use in the lawn. You can also use in the fruit and vegetables for any fungus that comes about. So that would be one I'd definitely take a look at. Serenade's a good one. I've always liked it for that type of organic application. You could also use a neem oil. Neem is a multifaceted type product. You can use it for fungicide as well.
Is that a suffocating oil?
It is an oil. Yeah, it is. Yep.
Okay, because they suffocate the leaf that low to breathe, but don't allow penetration, and you have to apply it after rain and stuff like that. Is that true?
Yeah, so usually with any oils, as you know, you would have to spray it after it rains or give it at least 24 hours for the rain to really come through, for it to dry.
Yeah.
That way it will stay on the plant. And as you know, with organic fungicides or organic insecticides, etc., the residual only lasts around 10 to 14 days. So it would be something you'd have to respray every 10 to 14 days. Another fungicide that is organic would be copper fungicide.
Okay.
That's a great one for blight and other types of diseases. It comes in a concentrate. It also comes in a ready-to-spray, which would you just attach to the hose, or ready-to-use would be a good one to do. The neem oil, like I said, would be a good one. Those are some to name a few for organic fungicides. Those are the ones that I would look at. Now for the fruit bearing, you're looking for something to get rid of some of the insects. Is that what you're looking for organically?
Well, I have grapes. They're from Minnesota. Yep. Originally, they're hybrids, and I have a lot of them. But my problem is, right at the height of their ripening periods, obviously, they give off the sugar smell, and
yep.
It's just too overwhelming for the wasps. I have a large property that wasps are everywhere, heavy wood content, woods around my property, and the bees' nests are everywhere, and I just, no matter what I put up, I can't seem to get them from the wasps get through my netting. They get through everything, and they puncture. They puncture and eat the grape juice, and it shrivels my grapes. And it's just, it really is, hurts the harvest. You know, I have 70 vines. That's not a lot, but
yeah,
for me, that they might get me, kill me 30% of my grapes. You know, that's a lot.
Yeah, no, you have 70 vines. That's a lot. You're getting towards a vineyard there.
Yeah, well, figured make it myself, right?
Yeah, why not, right?
Right.
Now, so it's just the wasps that you're really more upset about. The bees are coming in. They're not really taking anything from the fruit. They're helping pollinate.
Well, the fruit bees, my wife had a... you know, honey hives, you know, the beehives.
Yep.
And we have colony collapse left, right, and central. She even gave up, you know, because she did it two or three times, and it's just almost impossible to keep a honey beehive going out here. It's just terrible.
So one of the ways to get the, you know, to maybe kill the wasp in a natural way is more of like a dish soap and hot water spray.
Yeah.
That's one really organic way of doing it. It's almost like using your insecticidal soap on the plants. That would be like the organic way. Having a dish soap is not really organic to me. So using the insecticidal soap or the oil would be a better option, because that would be the suffocating for the wasps. It's kind of one where you want to get them while the wasps are on it, but at the same time, while wasps are in the area, bees are going to be in the area. Bees are more beneficial, so you don't want to really get them. Have you seen a lot of the wasp nests around?
Yeah.
Is that what you're
seeing? Yeah, I've eliminated them, but I'm on 4.5 acres surrounded by 80 acres, so, I mean... you know, their range is well beyond what I'm going to be able to control. You know, so I mean, I put up 2-liter bottles of soda and put stuff in there so they can get in and can't get out. I'll put like sugar water in there and stuff.
Yeah.
I know that's whatever, cruel, but I mean, I do the same thing with chipmunks. I can't keep them off my strawberries, so I just put 3-gallon buckets and put birdseed on top and give them a little ramp, and well, that ends them. But I know it's cruel, but I mean. They'll eat all your strawberries. I mean, it's just a part of organic farming. There's really nothing you can do to get around some of the stuff. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, so what you're doing with those soda bottles is creating a wasp trap.
Yeah.
And those are definitely very helpful when it comes to organic gardening like that. So, you know, they do sell out there, like glass ones that have different colors. So if you don't want to put the soda bottles around, this might be, you know, one way to do it as well. But again, it's organic gardening, and this is the way you do it. You kind of get what you can get from the home and put it out there.
Right.
What I'll have to do a little bit to see what else we can do for a wasp killer for you is do a little bit of research. So what I'd like to see you do, Chris, maybe go to our website, go to paulparent.com, go all the way down to the bottom, and just send me an email. Just saying, hey, it's Chris. I was looking for that organic wasp killer. It's going to take a few days for me to get back to you, especially with the holiday, because I want to get everything right for you. And if I can get the right product, I want to be able to get that information from one of the companies that we talk with, like a Bonide, or you know, maybe a Spoma has something. Maybe you see who has it, and I want to get the best information for you versus just saying this is what it is. And then I can even pass it along to everybody else who's looking for a wasp killer naturally. So if you could do that for me, that would be great. I'll try to have an answer for you for next Sunday. So I can tell everybody on air, plus try to have the answer for you sooner rather than later. I don't want to give you the wrong answer because being organic, you have to have certain qualities in the pesticide, the insecticide, if you will. If I could do that, that would be great, Chris.
Okay, I appreciate your information, and I enjoyed your show. It's the first time I've heard it.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll be here every Sunday to answer questions, so feel free to listen.
Thank you.
Thanks. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back, gardeners. Paul Parent Garden Club with your host, Patrick Parent. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And do everything I can to help you out with all the gardening questions. As I said to Chris a little while ago, you know, I want him to email me so I could do a little bit more research for him. And then I'll pass it along to everybody as well. Organic gardening is really some of the ways we should be looking at. You know, sometimes, you know, I look at it and I see there are some certain chemicals that we should use as long as they're being used properly and not, you know, just being thrown about instead of being used at the right times, etc. So, you know, there are some uses still, in my opinion, for some synthetic products, but if you can do everything organically, more power to you. That's awesome. Taking care of our earth for the future and for our future generations. So organic really is a great way to go. It's just, you know, like I said, sometimes you got to have a little something else in there to use, and you know, that can be done correctly. You know, you have to look at it and say, all right, if it's something that affects bees, you know, bees are go to their hives at night. So instead of spraying in the morning while the bees are going to be coming out there, spray at night when it gets to dusk and dawn. Dusk and a little bit darker. That way, the spray is not going to affect the bees. It's not going to coat the bees. You're not spraying the bees directly. You're spraying the plant, and you're allowing it to dry into the plant. And a lot of times, once it's gone into the plant, it's not going to hurt the bee that way. It's when you spray something and coat a bee, it gets into its little, you know, its breathable pores, and that's how it'll affect it. So that's one way to look at it. So just, you know, there are ways to do things with chemicals as well. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions today and next week, etc. I'll be here every Sunday to help you out the best we can. And like I said, you know, it's Christmas in 2 days. Everybody's out there getting excited. A lot of guys are, you know, thinking about going shopping today, but probably you'll do it tomorrow. I know in the past I've been well known to do most of my shopping on the 24th. This time I've already taken care of most of it, just a couple odds and ends here and there. So that's a big surprise, and I'm sure if my wife heard me right now, she'd be laughing at me because I usually wait till about, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock on the 24th to get things done. So that's one thing out there. But it's Christmas time to celebrate and enjoy your family and enjoy them as much as you can while you have them with you. You know, go to the different Christmas parties with the, you know, like I said earlier. Instead of bringing a bottle of wine, bring a nice small house plant. You know, hey, grab that bottle of wine and a house plant. Do both if you want, or just grab one. You know, there's only so many bottles of wine that people can have. Obviously, some more than others, but you know, just a different hostess gift, something that they're going to remember. You know, from year to year, or, you know, the next time they see you, hey, that plant's doing great, or this is doing that, instead of, you know, maybe not remembering that bottle of wine. So it's just a thought this year. Do something a little bit different. You can even do it at, you know, New Year's, on some of the New Year's parties. But you could go to your local florist and grab either a nice centerpiece, or, you know, they have boxwood trees. You know, these are the ones that are stuck into oasis, like a foam, to keep them moist and decorated that way. Grab some cut flowers, that type of thing. You know, I know where I work at Mahoney's in Winchester, I mean, we have so many options for you when it comes to cut flowers and the boxwood trees and then the house plants. You know, it would be awesome to grab something like that and bring it to a housewarming party or a Christmas party, etc. Just it. Like I said, something different that people are going to remember versus not remember the next, you know, the next week, the next month, etc. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The next segment, we're going to find out. And we'll let Virginia know there is a Santa Claus. So stay tuned for that. It'll be kind of nice to hear that story.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's little chance the partial government shutdown will end until at least Thursday, when the Senate returns to session.
No further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Let me say that again. We push the pause button until the President, from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats will stand their ground.
President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall. Plain and simple.
Agencies that will stay open, the Russia probe, the FDA, the Postal Service, air traffic control, and troops at the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We're here. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. We're going to hopefully have a little bit of information, a little throwback here, if you will, to 1897 in a couple minutes with the Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. I'm just been having today my computer. I think my computer knows that I'm getting a new one soon because it's it doesn't want to play nice to me today, so I can't read it exactly what I want. I've been trying to I use the computer for a couple things during the show. One, to give me the exact time. The other, for little tidbits like this. And the third is so I can read my father's newsletter. And today it's not giving me that satisfaction of working well. But we'll keep on keeping on. And once I get everything settled down, we'll go right back into it, because I don't want to paraphrase anything on this one, as it is a great story, great Christmas feel type story. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer any questions you have in gardening. Feel free to call us. You can also go on our website at paulparent.com and take a look there. All the way at the bottom, there's a spot where you can email us, and we can pass along some information to you. Like I said, it's going to take a little bit of time for me to get back to you, but it's not. It won't be forever. Don't worry. I'm going into my slow season at work, so I can actually get some of these things done instead of just reading them and answering them, one line type answers. So we'll go from there. So my computer's kind of working, but I'm going to pass along the story of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, as my father had always talked about this. It's one of his favorite versions of this letter was one of his good friends who followed him on the radio right after at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings when he was on WRKO in Boston by a gentleman by the name of Gene Burns. I used to have Gene Burns come on. Gene Burns had one of the greatest voices out there. It just kind of reminded me of like a James Earl Jones or a Morgan Freeman type. So he would always have him come on and talk about this. So in 1897, Virginia O'Hanlon, an 8-year-old schoolgirl from Manhattan, asked her father whether or not Santa Claus was real. Unable to get a definitive answer from either of her parents, she was told to write a letter to the New York Sun, then one of the nation's biggest newspapers. It was printed. The resulting editorial reply was written by editor and publisher Francis Church, a former Civil War correspondent who specialized in spiritual topics. It was printed on September 21st of that year and has since become a part of American holiday lore and is most reprint of any English language editorial. Each Christmas, the Tribune is happy to reprint the piece in its entirety. It says, "Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street." Well, Virginia, your friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be, which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or women's. Sorry, guys. My like I said, my computer is not happy with me today. It stopped completely in its entirety. So, you know, maybe I'll have to continue that on a little bit later with the story. It figures I can use it all week without a problem, and today it wants to give me a little bit of a problem. So until I can get the computer back and going, let's talk a little bit of gardening. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've talked many times about different plants that you can bring inside. You know, we talked about a couple weeks ago one of my new favorite plants, and it's very very popular in the houseplant side. It's called the fiddle leaf fig, or Ficus lorata. It's part of the ficus family, obviously. So it's a pretty cool looking plant, but it's not something that you see everywhere. It's got big, giant leaves, green leaves, that, you know, the plant I've seen get about 10, 15 feet tall, etc. So it's something that you're not going to see everywhere. But the leaves themselves are probably like 18 to 24 inches long and about 12 inches wide. So they're huge. It's got, they consider them like a violin-shaped leaf, and they have a leathery type texture, and they have yellow green veins. You want to feed with a low nitrogen type fertilizer every 2 weeks from spring to fall, and then don't feed them in the winter time. Since it is now officially winter, you can stop feeding this one. You want to repot every second or third year in the spring, and it is not draft tolerant. It does not like a draft. I've seen some where they were by a draft and they just start to turn that brown black and the leaves will fall off. Again, no feeding during the winter and less water during the winter as well. So it's mostly a foliage plant with some, you know, the yellowy type veins. So that gives you a little color. But it's not something that you would look at it and say that's why you're buying it. You're buying it more for the size of the leaf, etc. So, like I said, it's the fiddle leaf fig or the Ficus lorata. It is in the ficus family, obviously by the name, and you know, it's a pretty cool one that I'd like everybody to take a look at least. It's very popular. It's one of the top house plants out there. It has been for a number of years now. It's just a great foliage plant to add to your home. So give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to answer all your gardening questions. And at some point, I'll continue my story on, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. I don't want to hurt it in any way, so we're going to wait till my computer decides, hey, I'm ready to work again, and help you out that way. So feel free to give us a call today or any Sunday. We're on every Sunday from 6 to 10 a.m., and we try to answer as many questions as possible. And like I said before, earlier with Chris, I want to get the best natural wasp killer. So I'm going to answer that one via email, but let everybody else know at the same time as well. So if I don't have an answer, I'm going to do everything I can to get it for you, research it, and help out. It's one of those things where I'm not my father yet. I'm going to strive to be what he had, but I don't have all the information that he did in his head and all the older type remedies that he would have working in the industry. Now, rightfully so, our industry, the green industry, has a lot more rules and regulations when it comes to insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, etc. Whereas back when my father started, it wasn't, it was back in the time of the DDT where they went out with the truck, no mask, no nothing, and sprayed all over the place. We have a lot of different rules to do, so not everybody can spray like he could back then. I don't have the spraying part of it. I know the products that you can use. It's some different rules and regulations since he started, but, DDT was very popular at one point in time, and it's obviously been banned since. There are multiple books out there. The most prominent was Silent Spring by Rachel Carson. It was something we read in college at Stockbridge School of Agriculture, and something that I didn't realize living in Maine that there was a Rachel Carson wildlife area, a forest by my parents' house in Kennebunk. It's in Wells, just the neighboring town next door. And there's a Rachel Carson spot there. So that's pretty cool. Reading the book and then being like, oh, wow, it's in Wells, Maine. That I live there. Not really knowing that until I went to college and knowing what it was about. So that was some good information. It was pretty cool to see. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your questions. So about another couple hours, and we'll do what we can to help you out. So, we talked about some Christmas memories that we've had. One cool Christmas memory that I have from, we're about 7 years ago now, is my niece Grace was born on Christmas Day from my brother-in-law, Brian, and his wife, Carrie. She was brought into this world in the morning on Christmas Day. I got to meet her on Christmas Day, so it was really awesome. So that was a cool story for Christmas. And, every year, obviously, we remember Christmas, but we celebrate her birthday as well, so it's fun. That's one of the cool memories that I have. And I remember we got a text in the morning because she was born early saying, Grace Danny Farnham was born, all the information. And then I had sent a text back to my brother-in-law. Hey, my dad asked me to go on the radio today. He wanted me to talk about my favorite Christmas memories. Do you mind if I say this on the radio? Just wanted to make sure. I don't want to make that announcement yet. Don't know who's listening, that type of thing. And they allowed me to tell them, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to say that on there. One of my nieces was born on that day, so it was awesome. So it was pretty exciting. So that's a great Christmas memory that I have. So it's something that, we'll always remember. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer any gardening questions you have. And, you know, not too late to go out there and get some Christmas presents. You know, find some different plants that you could give out as a Christmas present for your gardener. You know, maybe some places have some seeds to get ready for the indoors. Maybe get them some indoor garden supplies, you know, different type of peat pots, some nice soil. So, you know, maybe a growing light, that type of thing. Make your gardener happy this year. Give them a few tools to garden all winter, so it's not just looking out at that white snow that's out there. You know, we don't have any on the ground yet. I hear there might be a chance tonight, but you know, give them something they can do inside and be productive. Maybe, you know, grow some vegetables or grow some lettuces, that type of thing inside. So our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll answer all your gardening questions today.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Till then, we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
John in Missouri.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call. First thing I want to tell you is Merry Christmas, and thank you for the wonderful thing that you and your dad did. And the question I have is, I'm in Missouri right now, but I'm going to go to Florida, and I want to put a garden in where I can, you know, and it has to be on the upper deck. Tomatoes and some lettuce and different things, and I'd like to have your suggestion.
Now, you said it's going to be on a deck?
Upper deck, uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's going to be and in Florida, you said, right?
Right, and, you know, if I had it down below, it's 30 miles from Key West, but, I mean, we got animals down there, so
gotcha.
It'll come and probably destroy it, you know, so... I'm gonna put it on the upper deck where there's plenty of sunshine, you know, and I can get water to it easy.
Okay. Well, so one of the things down in Florida in January is one of their colder times of the year. You can get some 30-degree temperatures, and, you know, the past couple of years they've had maybe even in the 20s. Being so southern part of Florida, it might not get that low, but it'll still get cool. So the biggest thing is just to watch out for a frost or cold weather down there when you're doing anything. But I definitely suggest doing any of the fruits and any of the vegetables you could do down there would be the same as if you were in Missouri or, you know, up here in New England. The tomatoes would be a great one to do. Different types of lettuce will do real quick. Lettuce is kind of like a cool weather type crop, and, you know, that would be something to do outside where the temperatures aren't, you know, in the 70s or 80s every day. Maybe it's a little bit cooler. You could also try to grow some broccoli there. Broccoli is a cool crop, cold crop. Type, you could try that. It might take a little bit of time. That's one of the problems with that one. But the way to do it is if you're going to do everything from seeds, which is most likely, you know, what you'll be able to get at this point, take a look at the package. The package is going to say how many days before harvest.
Right.
And kind of plan it that way. Take a look at it and say, all right, this tomato takes 75 days to produce fruit. And look at it and say, all right, 75 days, that's putting us in March. You know, that type of thing. Versus just looking at it and saying, all right, I'm going to put the tomatoes in and hope for the best. You can kind of plan out when everything's going to be ready. Whereas like a lettuce usually won't take as long, maybe about 30 days. You know, there are some, if you have like deep enough pots, like radishes, take about 28 days. So that might be one to use in a pot that takes a little bit cooler temperatures as well.
What type of soil, what should I get? What would you suggest on that?
I'd like to see a lighter seed starting type soil for you versus having the potting soil. Potting soil sometimes is a little heavier and can be a little bit too dense, whereas a seed starting soil, and there's products out there from a bunch of different places. One I like is the Espoma Seed Starter. That's a good one. There's also Country Cottage has one. It's like a Hoffman brand. They sell the vermiculite and perlite as well. There's a couple others out there that do really well, but you want to get that seed started because it's considered a soilless mix. The soilless mix, it doesn't have any of that thick, heavy soil that you would have like in the ground. It has that lighter soil to allow the roots to grow in there and grow thicker first. You might want to try to start some of these seeds inside if the temperatures are too cool at night. Maybe start them inside on like a windowsill before you bring them out and get them, I mean, get them growing a little
warm.
Bit.
It's always really nice and warm down there. It hardly ever gets cool. You know, that's far down. But I was just wondering, you know, would you use any kind of no fertilizer at all right now? Just use the good soil. Just start that way.
Just a good soil at this point. Don't go with the fertilizer yet. Wait until they're growing and have foliage. That's when they'll be able to start absorbing the fertilizer a little bit better. That's going to be the best way to do it, all right?
All right, sir. I sure appreciate it. Thank you for what you do, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.